Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you if you just tuned in. Welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. You're going to be glad you hung out with us, too, because we got Norm Brodsky back on the show. Norm is a good friend of ours and a member of our Brain Trust. He is the founder of City Storage and many other small businesses. He's been a successful serial entrepreneur for a long, long time. Many of you have seen his outstanding column in Inc. magazine, which he's been publishing there. He's been contributing to them for over a decade now, about 15 or so years. He's the co-author, along with Bo Burningham, of the book called The Knack, How Street Smart Entrepreneurs Learn to Handle Whatever Comes Up, and he's here to cast his pearls before us. Norm, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me again, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always. And Norm, one of the things that I've been saying to my audience for all this year is that to be prepared for the future more than in any other recession and recovery cycle that I've been through, and this will be my seventh one to go through since 1969, Norm, more than any other cycle that I've gone through, where we're going is going to look a lot more different from where we've been. What do you think?
Well, I think that you're exactly right. People listen to the news and they say they see all these green spots and everything's going to go back to where it was, and that's not true. Things always change. When you have a tremendous adversity, even though it doesn't last forever, when things come back, they just change. They're different than ever was before. And so you have to understand that, that things are going to change. It's not that they're not going to come back and not that business isn't going to come back, but it's going to come back in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're prepared for that, you could profit from that.
Well, there's no question about it. And one of the things that I think, Norm, that's going to be the most dramatic example of things being different is the way customers want to be connected with, the way they want to be treated, the way they really believe now more than ever before, whether they actually understand it or not, they actually now are in pretty much complete control of the relationship.
Yes, they are, and it's amazing. You know, I was at a wedding a few days ago, and the young man who started Zappos was there.
Right, the shoe company.
Yeah, it was that he just sold, by the way, to
right.
Google for $850 million.
Yeah.
And when I saw when he had started the company, I said, boy, this could never succeed. And of course, right again, as I always am. And he was talking about the way customers do business. And you know, before I used to always think, you know, you had to be in their face. You had to be personally
right.
Attached to them. Well, now you get attached in a different way. And
right.
the way you get attached is you got to give them what they demand, and they demand mm-hmm. service. Zappos is a great example of that, is they only talk maybe on the phone once in a while, but they give them the service. They said, you know, if these shoes don't fit, I want them back. I don't want to pay for it.
Right.
And I don't want to pay sending them back. And here's somebody who's connected to his customer that listens, and that's what's got to be going forward. You know, you're connecting in a different way than you ever did before.
Well, exactly. And the thing is customers, the maintenance of their relationship is what's changing, it seems to me, Norm. By that I mean, in the old days, the maintenance meant that we kept in front of them with advertising. We mm-hmm. When they came to see us, we gave them great service. When they came to our website, we made sure that they could navigate it really well. But I think what they're doing now, they're saying, you know what, We're going to require a different kind of maintenance. We're not going to do as much of those things. We're not going to see your advertising as much. We're not going to come to your website as much. We're actually going to be home. We're going to be over here, and this is how we want you to reach us.
And
the new maintenance, I think.
Yeah, and it even goes further than that, Jim. They're the salespeople. They're your advertisers.
Exactly.
They're the ones who tell other people about what you do. It's not you getting out there and telling them. So if you give them an experience that's sensational, they tweet, they email, they do blogs.
Yep.
And they're the ones who are doing your advertising for you.
Times they know more as much as, or more about your company and your products as your salespeople do.
Sure they do, and because they interact with the day-to-day people.
Right.
Before, when you did advertising and you try to attract that customer, it was your internal department that
right.
had nothing to do with your customer service department. Today, your customer is your advertiser.
Yeah, and the... Today, the conversation is two-way or maybe three or four-way, whereas in the old way, in the way we left, ladies and gentlemen, prior to this cycle, was pretty much one-way. You spoke to the customer. In the future, as actually right now, but more and more in the future, that's all going to change. 22, right back with Norm Brodsky. He's the co-author of the book, The Knack.
Every day I get in the queue to get on the bus that takes me to you.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. We're on the magic bus of small business, talking about the most important topic on the planet, small business, with our good friend Norm Brodsky. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. You've got lots of stuff there. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions, get answers. You can check out my blog, subscribe to my newsletter. You got 5 seconds or anywhere between 5 seconds and 15 minutes. We got something you can read or listen to there, and I hope you'll do that. And, of course, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Norm Brodsky, as I said, is our guest, our good friend, a member of our Brain Trust, the co-author of The Knack, an outstanding book that I recommend to you folks. This is rubber meets the road stuff. This is plain English solutions and tips and best practices that Norm and his co-author, Bo Burlingham, have provided for you. So I really encourage you to check it out. Norm, we're talking about how things are going to be different in the future. Some things are not going to be different. The way we communicate with people, the human language, you know, that we use, that's not going to change. I think something that's not going to change, it continues to be true every year, is what Nesbitt said in his book Megatrends, that we're going to have more high tech, but we're still going to want high touch. I think that's going to be the same, but I think the way people want to be touched, the way they want to be connected with, I think that's going to be the big news of the future.
Well, you know, you're exactly right, and here's what usually happens. Big business follow the same patterns year after year. They don't even look to change. The small business entrepreneurs, that's what drives this change. And if you look now, what they're doing is the way they contact the customers, this social networking
mm-hmm.
and the person-to-person contact that they give. And like I said before, their customers become really the advertising tools for them. They pass it on. They tell their friends, go to this website, go to this store, look at this unusual thing, how great this is. And by the time big business wakes up, which will take them a year or two to wake up, the small entrepreneur has these opportunities that they can really take advantage of. And that's what you should look at. What are the small business people doing in their
mm-hmm.
arena? And copy them. Listen, I've never in my life invented anything new. I've always taken somebody else's idea and made it better, embellished upon it.
Right.
You don't have to invent anything, but when you see something that's good and the people are successful in doing it, that's what to follow. Be one of the early people, the pioneers
mm-hmm.
in the change, and you will profit from that.
Well, you know, one of the things that I think, that I see, that I'm excited about for small business, and it's just one more example of something I've been predicting for over 10 years now, and that's that the 21st century was going to be the century of the entrepreneur. And that is the way people want to be connected, the way people want to be touched and to be reached, and the messages they want to receive in the future, today and actually in the future, are really perfectly made for the way small business owners communicate with people, one at a time, two at a time, not zillions at a time. And that's the reason why I think small business owners are I think one of the things that's going to be different is in the future, small businesses are going to have an advantage. over big companies.
I think they always have an advantage. They can move quicker, they can turn quicker, they can try new ideas.
But we
ideas.
Didn't have the budget advantage. See, in the old way of doing business, Norm, they could blow us out of the water with budget. In the new environment, the next thing we're moving into, budget is not a big deal.
No, they're spending all this money in advertising that the small business owner doesn't have to. That he can reach a bigger audience quicker and cheaper.
Yeah.
And eventually, this advantage will leave us, so we'll find a new one. But this will be here for a few years, Jim.
Well,
I agree with you.
Well, and something else, though, that I think is going on is the social media environment, Norm, that we're all experiencing right now is pretty much around the public sites. But I believe, what I've been trying to tell my audience, and I'd like your thoughts on this, I believe that every business has got to build their own social media platform, their own community, small customer community platforms that are not reliant upon Twitter and Facebook. What do you think?
Yeah, well, they have to, but in order for them to succeed, they have to interact with other companies and other platforms.
Right.
You're exactly right. And that doesn't take a lot to do. A lot of people let you into their network with your own network,
mm-hmm.
and that's exactly what you have to do.
Well,
and when's the last time you saw a small business guy advertise at the Super Bowl for millions of dollars for 10 seconds?
That's exactly right. But you know, there's a great story about a guy who's has a taco stand, a moving taco stand. Have you heard about this guy
yes,
in
I have.
California?
Uh-huh.
Do you tell the story? Can you tell the story?
He tweets everybody where he's going to be the next day and what his menu is.
And he goes there.
And
people are waiting for him. Follow him.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, through Twitter.
He got national acclaim from it.
Yeah.
Because what a novel idea. Well, it really isn't a novel idea if you think about it.
Right.
The tools are there. And here's a guy who spends 2 cents, and he has a following, and he's recognized throughout the world.
Well, yeah, and actually, you know, it cost him, you know, you said 2 cents, that's too much. He's not spending that much money. He's Twitter's free. All he has to do is get to a computer somewhere and tweet it, and, you know, he could probably do it on his phone.
And there's a few people here in New York that now do that. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Take a great idea and just make it your own.
Well, and so if whatever your company does, you know, tell your customers, look, we're going to have announcements from time to time on our menu, on new products that are coming in, on the days that we're going to be closed, our fall hours or whatever, and you don't have to show up to find out. We're going to connect with you in cyberspace, and that's what customers are wanting. You're wanting that yourself, aren't you? And so we're talking about these things with our good friend Norm Brodsky. Norm is the co-author of the book The Knack. He and I will be right back. It's 10 till. Gonna climb a mountain, the highest mountain you're dreaming. Yes, yes, right between the sun machine. On a cloud of sun, I drink in the night. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with us. Thanks for being part of my day. Norm Brodsky is our guest, our good friend, a member of our Brain Trust, senior contributing editor to Inc. magazine, a business owner just like you and me. He started many and sold many businesses in his life. He's the co-author of the book, The Knack. Norm, your business is City Storage.
Right.
And that's in the temporary storage business, right?
Well, yeah, in the archival retrieval and records management business.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So all about storage. How can we find you? How can we find you online?
You can go to citystorage.com, or you can go to Inc. Magazine, Inc.com,
yeah.
and you can find me. I get lots of inquiries, Brodsky, Brodsky, 13, at AOL.com.
All right.
And lots of ways.
So check that out, folks. Norm, what's your take? Now, you've been around the block a while. You're like me. You've got you're a little long in the tooth, but although you're a lot younger than me, what about the economy? What are you seeing with your years of experience in the marketplace? What are you seeing out there? Where do you think we're going?
Well, I think that we're in for a little tough road to sled for the next few years.
Define few.
Okay,
to one get and back half, to one and a half, three, four.
Well, to get back to where we were 2 years ago, I think the whole process is a 10-year process.
I think you're right to get that far back. Yeah.
To get that far back.
Yeah.
But that being said, we've scraped the bottom. We may scrape it again. I don't know, but we're going to start building up. And there's always, when there's adversity, there's always opportunity. Opportunity creates itself.
Mm-hmm.
In this environment, there won't be as many entrepreneurs starting because it's really hard to raise capital.
That's the problem. That's what I've been worried about, Norm, with regard to the recovery. We won't have as much help from startups because they don't have the capital acquisition.
Exactly right. So what you have to do is you have to think outside the box. Forgive me, I'm in that business, the storage of boxes. But you have to think differently, and you can't be too proud. You know, you go to your parents, you go to your relatives, you go to friends to raise capital to start out with. In today's environment, what we talked about before is you don't need a lot of money for advertising and marketing. There's other cheaper ways of doing it. So you can get into business with less capital today. I don't advise being undercapitalized, but I do advise taking the risk to start a business.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have to think differently. The one thing the government has done, they've made other facilities for capital available. The SBA was funded with a lot of money.
Right.
Local towns and cities have funds for entrepreneurs. You have to just find out and look at what they are, besides going to your, Rolodex financing, friends, family, relatives.
It's important, though, to differentiate between a going business, which actually can get credit through, especially through the independent banks, and a startup, which has no track record, and perhaps the founder just has a great idea and not a lot of assets.
Oh, big difference, big difference. You cannot today go to a bank as a startup and get money.
That's
or
right.
Any other type of lending institution.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You have to do it on your own. It's a very big difference.
Yep, exactly. And the truth is, that's probably not a bad thing because it makes people who start businesses be the ones who are the most dedicated, and it teaches them how to grow this business organically and not through leverage.
Right, and a lot of people come to me and ask me, you know, they have these great grandiose ideas, but there's no way for them to raise capital for these grandiose ideas. So what I tell them is, start off differently. Start off smaller. Show people. Get a track mm-hmm. record for a year or a year and a half or 2 years. Then you can go for a different type of financing. Don't quit because you can't raise the money for your total idea.
Right.
Start it smaller, and then you'll be able to raise capital to start it. And once you get that track record, as you said before, you're a going concern. There's other avenues of finance that open for you.
Mm-hmm.
Do not give up because you can't find the capital for your entire idea.
But that's something that's not easy. That's a pill that we don't like to take, isn't it? We get excited about something. We want to move forward. We want to conquer the world. And going back and taking baby steps when we're ready to run, that's not a good, not what we want to hear, is it?
No, it isn't. But that way you have a chance of succeeding.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what you want. You want the goal. You know, you're not going to reach your goal in 1 year. If you look at it as a lifetime, I look at business as a growing, living entity.
It's a marathon. It's not a sprint, is it?
Exactly right. And it's a baby when it starts.
Yeah.
So why not start with that smaller idea? The idea is to get there,
mm-hmm.
to get it done. And if you're reaching for something that's impossible, you're going to fail. If you're reaching for something in little steps, your chances of success are greater.
And remember, when you're making those little steps, if you make mistakes, there'll be little mistakes and not expensive ones. Hey, Norm, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thanks a lot, Jim.
The book is called The Knack. Is it available wherever books are sold?
It certainly is.
Thank you for that. Norm Brodsky, ladies and gentlemen, with Inc. Magazine. He'll be back, I promise. And I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.